It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, August 13th. I'm Patricia Naft. The case against two officials tied to the Grand Junction Airport has been dropped by federal prosecutors. The investigation into Denny Granum and Travis Vallon over trucks that were purchased by the airport authority was closed and will not be reopened. The Daily Sentinel reports that the FBI was investigating allegations of fraud, starting with an office raid in November of 2013. A major health insurance carrier on the Western Slope is planning on increasing rates for its members by over a third. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Rocky Mountain Health Plans, a health insurance provider based out of Grand Junction, just received almost $70 million from the federal government to cover the costs of high claims. This is Neil Waldron, the chief marketing officer for RMHP.
We received $68 million from the federal government. The next closest payment of a carrier in Colorado was $25 million. So what this says is that Rocky had a population with significantly more high-dollar claims and a population that was less healthy than any other carrier in the state of Colorado.
The company, like other insurance carriers, puts money into a pot. The federal government runs that pot of money and distributes it back to the same companies who ended up losing money on claims. It's an insurance pool for insurance companies. The ramifications go just beyond the bottom line, though, for RMPH. They, like every other insurance company, will be adjusting their premiums, the monthly payments that people pay for coverage, for next year.
Bottom line is that our premiums need to cover our claim expense, and as you could see from the $68 million, our claim expense required us to increase our premiums.
Nothing is final yet, but it's looking like premiums will go up by an average 34%. For some people, that will be less, but others might see their monthly insurance bill go up more than 34%. Waldron says that this increase is the first real adjustment in 2 years.
The challenge that all the carriers had is when they set their rates in 2014, they were actually guessing at what the risk was going to look like. So in 2014 and 2015, we basically offered the same rates. This is the first year that we actually have experience on our plan in order to price it.
Waldron doesn't have an exact answer as to why their claims were so plentiful and so expensive. He says it might be because they work with a wide range of healthcare providers, or that they're less aggressive in contesting claims. The proposed premium changes would go into effect at the beginning of next year. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The Perseid meteor shower is an annual occurrence and is often called the most dependable celestial light show. It peaked early this morning, but you can still catch it. KVNF's Laura Palmisano spoke to Art Trevina with the Black Canyon Astronomical Society to find out more.
What's the source of this meteor shower?
The ultimate source of the meteors is a periodic comet called Comet Swift-Tuttle, which orbits the sun every 130 years. The comet last came near Earth in 1992, but it turns out that debris from the comet, mostly mineral and icy particles, is distributed all along its orbit. So every time Earth intersects the comet's orbit, and that happens in mid-August every year, a swarm of this debris enters our atmosphere and essentially burns up at high speed, and we see meteors.
Why is it called the Perseid meteor shower?
This shower is called the Perseid meteor shower because the meteors appear to radiate or fly out of a point in the constellation Perseus, which is located in the northeastern sky near the horizon in the early evening hours. And Perseus rises higher in the sky to high in the northeast before morning twilight.
What are the best times for people to catch it?
The peak will have already occurred on the morning of the 13th of August, but you can continue to see meteors for several days, perhaps as long as a week, during the period from about midnight until morning twilight. The rates won't be quite as high as they would have been on the morning of the 13th, but If people find dark sky locations with unobstructed horizons, they may see anywhere from 10 to perhaps as many as 20 or 30 meteors per hour.
Where are some good places to watch the shower on the western slope?
Any place that's far from ambient light and has relatively good horizons would be really good. Meteors will appear anywhere in the sky. A very good place, Thursday night, August 13th, and Friday night, August 14th, will be Black Canyon National Park, South Rim. The Park Service will present a special program on the Perseid meteor shower on Thursday night, the 13th. And on Friday night, the 14th, members of the Black Canyon Astronomical Society will be present with a fair number of telescopes and large binoculars to help people enjoy the night sky in addition to enjoying the Perseid meteors.
That was Laura Pomisano speaking with Art Trevina with the Black Canyon Astronomical Society. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment has released information about the current status of the Animas River. The organization reports that contamination levels are decreasing in the river as it continues to flow, but advise that anyone who comes in contact with the orange water should wash their skin immediately. The CDPHE also gave the green light for water treatment facilities to begin treatment again and providing customers with drinking water. Private well owners are advised to have their wells tested by state authorities. Some business groups in Colorado are raising concerns over an Environmental Protection Agency proposal to update air quality standards, which includes lowering the threshold for ground-level ozone. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
A new study from the Center for Regulatory Solutions, a small business advocacy nonprofit, says lowering the ozone threshold from 75 parts per billion to 65 or 70 parts per billion would cost jobs in the state and hurt key industries from manufacturing to construction. Chuck Berry is the president of the Colorado Association of Commerce and Industry. He worries the regulations would go too far.
We believe that our air quality should be determined by the state and local officials who really understand the Colorado economy, and not just a one-size-fits-all standard mandated by the federal government.
The EPA stands by the potential rule change, saying the lower standard would improve public health, especially for children, the elderly, and people with asthma. The EPA will make a final decision in October. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
A new study links natural gas development and critical range for mule deer. The paper put out by Colorado State University and Colorado Parks and Wildlife shows that deer avoided well pads, especially active drilling sites, staying half a mile away. That displaced them from critical range areas that the mule deer depend on in winter when food is sparse. Using GPS trackers, researchers found 25 to 50% of their critical range was compromised by natural gas development. The researchers proposed limiting drilling during critical time periods for the deer and sound and light barriers for active drilling. Stay tuned for the Sweet Sound with Stacy. For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.